I don't want to waste lots and lots of time. So I no, I mean, you know, the situation in America, you know, everybody's talking about it. You know, it's all been said. Everybody's got a point. The only thing is, you know, there's some suspicious stuff. Rent-a-mobs, people from out of town. And it doesn't prove anything. Just because you get a mob that comes in from out of town doesn't mean that there's not a legitimate problem to protest in the first place. And so, you know, see, that's the thing. You know, you got a problem, you got a local protest, and then someone sends in a rent-a-mob to capitalize on it. Well, now everybody gets mad. There's a rent-a-mob. This thing isn't fake. It's real. I didn't say that the thing was fake. I just said that one guy was fake, you know, and he's trying to make trouble and get us to fight. Is it so? So the thing I'm concerned about is whether people are going to allow rent-a-mobs to come in from, you know, some other city and come in and burn down Minneapolis and hurt Minneapolis just because Minneapolis has a Minneapolis problem. You know, you don't come in from another city and then go hurt local Minneapolis people who want justice. Are we going to excuse that? And then are we going to say that because people are doing that, there's no problem at all? No. Let's sort. I hope we keep our brains turned on through this. No, we've got a problem that's got to be freaking fixed. And I've been talking about the People's Party. How long ago did I write that book? I was already there. My motto is today's news yesterday. This isn't hard. In fact, yesterday I was talking about friends in Taiwan. One of my buddies, a Sunflower student. He was one of the Sunflowers that occupied the legislature. Actually, he was one of the first Sunflower students I met, personally. And we stayed in touch. Really, really fascinating story. I might talk about him one day. No, I'm not going to give out a name. Not now, but he's always been into politics, and only more and more so. He runs his Facebook page like a mini Drudge Report and commentary. Like it's not page timeline. He's fascinating. He's absolutely a fascinating person, and he's been asking me about this stuff. And one of the things that he told me was, you know, after we're talking about how the world works, he says people who understand are usually very lonely. You know, that's one of the things he told me. I said, well, you know, that's true. You know, most people go through the world and go through life and they don't understand what's going on. They've got opinions. They're almost always wrong. They don't want to admit it. So they just keep opinioning, or it's called opining. For those of you who read rap, it's you know, opine is a verb of opinion. Opinionate. Opinionating. Kind of like strategery. If I were doing a George W. Bush impersonation, I'd probably say opinionate. We gotta get a new strategery and go out and opinionate. No, I'm not making fun of him because I hate him. That's how the left wing does things. Mocking people is humor. I'm impersonating, which makes it funny. And that's ultimately the difference between the left wing and the right wing, is the right wing laughs at stuff that's funny, and the left wing only laughs if it's at someone else's expense or if it's a degradation of morals. Alcohol jokes and dirty jokes. They love those. But, there are conservatives that love alcohol jokes, but come on, alcohol jokes aren't really funny. That's tickling an addiction and making you laugh from tickling rather than from humor. That's the thing. Dirty jokes and alcohol jokes. I talked with a comedian about this, like a professional comedian. Joe Anderson. He didn't like dirty jokes and alcohol jokes. He said that's cheap humor. He said that's really, really, really cheap humor. His critique on Larry the Cable Guy was that Larry the Cable Guy was all personality humor. None of his jokes are actually funny. He demonstrates a comical personality. I don't want to get into the humor, but ultimately you want to understand humor. Thomas Aquinas, it's a surprise encounter with the truth. You cause people to have to connect the whole bunch of dots really, really fast to understand something, and it sends off chemicals in the brain. You have to laugh in order to recharge your brain chemicals, and that's what makes people laugh. So if you want to understand humor, you have to understand learning. A good teacher can be the best comedian. Ergo, Mr. Bean was a math teacher. So, now, how did we... Where were we with stuff? Yeah, you know, I don't need to go talk about all this stuff. You know, my whole thing is today's news yesterday, and I've been talking about the problem of dirty cops. I didn't like Trump praising the police so much. And I, you know, when, look, we need good, honest people who are in uniform for the right reasons, who are there to help do a good job for the right reasons. We need police officers who go in and risk their lives in order to keep other people safe. We need firefighters that will go into buildings to pull people out at risk of their own lives. We need that. But if we praise them too much, then the bad guys will go in and they'll wear the uniform to get the praise and to get the power. And, you know, they become like dirty prison guards, corrupt prison guards. They're there for the wrong reasons. So part of the solution is to not praise people in uniform too much, or to give awards to people who prove honesty and that don't do anything bad, and to honor not police, but the good police. You get a good police officer's award. You are definitely what everyone should be like. And I, you know, of course, the problem with awards is that they eventually get corrupted. No award is more valuable than the least respectable person who receives it. An award, an honor, a medal, a prize is only as valuable as the least worthy person it's ever been given to. It gets its value not because of how big or beautiful it is, but because of who receives it. You're like these other people. You're in the group with them now. That's what awards reflect. So I've been there and I've been seeing it. And I hope that in listening to this podcast, that you begin to understand the past and the present so that you'll be able to be less surprised by the future. People ask what my political opinion is. My political opinion is whether we're right about the future. That's my political opinion. If you make a wrong prediction, I disagree with you. How dare you make a wrong prediction and then keep making wrong predictions and not reassess? How dare you? You're better than that. I fundamentally, my politic is the future. You should know the past enough that the future doesn't surprise you. And that's what I hope for you. That's really what, like I say, my slogan, go to jessesteele.com, today's news yesterday. That's what that's all about. Well, I'm over here in Taiwan, and I'm dealing with Taiwanese, and I've got this computer curriculum I mentioned in the podcast weekly. And something that I've been getting irritated about is operating systems and Linux. And, you know, I was sort of, well, one guy was watching stocks as I'm reviewing this Forex stuff. Hey, if you know anyone who trades on the Forex market, not American, or wants to invest, go to forex.pdt.news. I'm seriously looking at getting started with this. And I'm not a sellout. Anything I ever advertise or promote is my own stuff. People don't pay me for advertising. I don't want to roll that way. But as I've been looking at this and evaluating all this, Taiwanese want to learn and understand more, and they're moving toward Linux. And more of them are becoming investors. And as I've been studying this investment stuff, a recent video came out. Warren Buffett is selling a bunch of stock. And so people think that means he doesn't trust the stock market. But as the guy that's doing this assessment points out, Warren Buffett's purchases never go up and down with the economy. They follow the quality of the company. And a company's stock value is only going to be as good as the people leading it. When people are making bad decisions, the company is going to go down. When people make good decisions, they organize, they listen to talent, the leaders learn stuff, the value is going to go up. And so that's one of the reasons that I've been trying to work on this computer curriculum so that anybody can learn it, whether you're 10 years old or whether you're the company guy that needs to know how your company works. Anyhow, I think I'm going to get into that tomorrow and talk about what trends are coming. try to think about something positive and be useful during these times. Don't just be angry. We've got to get to work.